This is the Bart and Han Show podcast. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Scott!
I got a bad feeling about this.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Yes,
is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Han Solo. I've been waiting for this day for a long time.
Can't wait.
This is the Bart and Han Show on 98.7 ESPN.
It's 11 o'clock in the greatest city in the world. Alan Han, Bart Scott, busy day today. Not only is it a football Monday with a Monday night game tonight and a Giants win yesterday, but it is also, Bart Scott, the beginning of the basketball season. Welcome back to basketball. At noon, the NBA trade season will open, and there's already lots of rumors we got to break down for you, talk to you about, including stuff could happen in Brooklyn that will blow your mind. Wednesday's the draft. It's a busy week. Wednesday's the draft. Friday, free agency begins. Oh, baby. Here we go.
I know
we got this happening.
I know we're going to get to it, and I'm trying to figure out how to see you because I'm trying to connect on a new phone. This is the first day trying a new studio at the crib. But I tell you what, if what's being reported in Brooklyn takes place, LeBron James will boycott. I promise you, he will say, no, that's
started not all this.
But he will block it. But he's going to say, I got my big two. No way they can get three.
We'll see. But not everybody's in love with this, though, but it is a rumor. Now, whether it happens or not is, again, we'll see. But there still are some moves that are already being talked about that could happen. And then, of course, we wait. So many Knicks fans wait with bated breath. Will the Knicks actually do it? Will they trade for a Russell Westbrook? Would they trade for Chris Paul? Can this possibly happen? So much to keep an eye on. And then, of course, like I said, the draft is in a couple of days. The draft is Wednesday, a big day as always. Every year it's a big day for Knicks fans.
Obi Toppin?
I don't know. We'll see. Could be a lot. There's a lot of names. And also, there could be a trade up. There could be a trade back. I'll tell you about a trade offer that was made that the Knicks at the time said, no, we're all set. Doesn't mean it won't be revisited, however. So I'll discuss that with you. But like I said, it's a football Monday. And if you're a Giants fan, if you're Anthony, you got to start feeling a little something right now. I get it. The division is a joke. But it's okay. Because you get the win you've been waiting for. And they played, the Giants played really well. You have to admit, Bart, from start to finish, they looked really good. They answered every time they were pushed, especially that early score in the third quarter when you felt like, oh, wait a minute, they get the two-point conversion, now it's a three-point game, how are they going to answer? And they go right down the field. I mean, they had an answer for everything. They had a great first couple of drives. Daniel Jones, a very clean game. I got some stats for you that you're going to be like, what? And now is he starting to answer that question about whether he's a franchise quarterback? But more importantly, Bart, do the Giants have a coach?
Yeah, I think they have a leader. And I think, listen, it wasn't the popular, you know, and sometimes you ruffle feathers coming in. But sometimes, you know, if you come in and you're like Pat Shurmur, or you come in and you're like Ben McAdoo, and you're a player's coach, you end up with the same records and the same results. So the fact that he bucked the system and he came in and he tried to bring in, you can say he's trying to be Bill Parcells or Bill Belichick without the resume, who cares? He's establishing discipline. He said we're going to be a physical football team. And that's what you saw yesterday. You saw, you know, them being physical. And not only are you talking about the running backs and the offensive line and the defense attempting to be physical, but you see their quarterback being physical because they're willing to put Danny Dimes out there and expose him and say, you know what, we all take hits, Danny Dimes. We would rather, you know, use you as a runner. And for, you know, I'm sure it's not the first time this year that he's led the team in rushing, but, you know, he's, you know, people continue to sleep on Vanilla Ice or whatever you want to call him. You know what I mean? Because I think people see the khakis and all that stuff, and they think he's just Forrest Gump or something.
Oh,
I realize that this
shucks
guy. But the all shucks guy. Listen, he could be all shucks like Eli, but athlete and athletically, he's not Eli. He's Josh Allen. And I know people say, "Whoa, what do you mean he's Josh Allen? Josh Allen's a beast." Let me tell you something. This dude is every bit of Josh Allen as far as out in space running the ball. You know, with the ball in his hands, he may not look as physically intimidating. And I wonder. I bet you they're probably five. 5 or 10 pounds off from each other. And listen, the longer Danny Dimes stay in this league, he's gonna be able to beef up a little bit as well. He's gonna add some muscle to that body as well, and he's still gonna keep that arm strength. To me, he's Josh Allen with touch, because Josh Allen can throw the deep balls, but he doesn't understand the intermediate throws. All Danny Dimes have to do, and he was clean yesterday, is hold on to the football,
right,
and protect the football and understand that ball security is job security, and that when you get that football, you have everybody's life in your hands. That's why you get paid the big money. That's why you get all the billboards. That's why you get all the commercials, because you can affect the game more than anybody else on the football field, because you have what everybody wants, and that's the football. And he's been doing a great job in understanding that, how important it is, and take care of the football. And they did a good job, Jason Garrett, making sure that he has throws that are easy for him and he can get the ball out of his hand. And it looks to me like maybe they took some of the playbook out and simplified it so that he can play fast, one reads, Nick Foles type stuff. And listen, he's continued to be able to be a dual threat quarterback, and now teams are going to have to focus on him. And to do that, that means that they're going to have to put a spy there. And if you put a spy there, then that means that Shepard, that means that Slayton, that
right,
means that Tate, that means that Ingram should have to be able to eat, and somebody has to win their one-on-one matchups. And I tell you what, Ingram is doing a great job now holding on to the ball. It was only 2 weeks ago where he dropped that ball and didn't make that catch where, you know, he hurt his football team, or they could have been 2-0. And I know when Joe Judge were breaking down his week, he probably put up all the film and all the tape of where they lost the game and how they could have been better and why they should have won that game and why Philadelphia should have a false sense of security because they got the win. And like I say all the time, when you win, things that can make you lose get swept under the rug, and all those things that they swept under the rug was exposed. It was like a bunch of roaches when you turn the lights on and they start scattering. That's the Philadelphia Eagles.
Well, I'll give you a couple of things. You talk about false insecurity. Going into this game, the Eagles, according to FPI, had a 79% chance, or likelihood, I should say, to win that division because, you know, everybody else was just falling apart. Now, after this game, that number has dropped to 63.5. Now, you would say that's still a lot. It is significant, right? They still, at 3-5-1, they still are the favorite, the most likely to go ahead and win this thing. But the Giants, only a couple of weeks ago, were at like under 1%. It was like 0.4.
Yep.
They are now at 20%, which, you could say, well, that's nothing. It's nothing, but it's something. Because you are tied now with the Eagles for wins. And at 3-7, there's still enough season left for you to believe. And you might want to not want to hear this as a Giants fan. You might not want to even talk about this as a Giants fan. But I'm telling you that you have to at least acknowledge that Joe Judge, even though he didn't want to talk about it, what Joe Judge has right now is so valuable to a coach with a team that has a core of young players that you're trying to just keep them engaged, keep them competing.
Yes.
Right? Because now what you do is you dangle that carrot. Hey, fellas. Like, I'm being tough on you, and I'm tightening the screws, and we're getting into cold weather season, but guess what? We aren't supposed to win this thing. So why don't we go in here and crash the party? Why don't we do, let's see how far we could take this thing.
Uninvited guess.
And so look at this now, because now they go into a bye week, a very valuable time to get into a bye week. You might say, why? They have a rhythm going. Why would you want to break this? No. This is a perfect time, because now Joe Judge can say, take your breath. Now let's get back in the building.
Let's get ready. When you come back, let's get ready to go. It's go
time.
Now
we've got to run in us. Now listen to this. We've talked about this schedule, and at first when we looked at it, we thought, it's going to get real tough. They got some opponents where you just feel like this is going to be difficult. But now, listen to it again and tell me, after seeing games on Sunday the way you saw them, is this schedule as daunting as we might have thought? You come out of the bye at Cincinnati. Then you play at Seattle. Remember, no 12th man, nobody in the building. And how did Seattle look yesterday?
Yeah, but
and that defense. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, and that defense. Then you play Arizona, which just had an unbelievable, we'll talk about that, an unbelievable game. And everybody in Arizona hates you, right, by the way.
That's great. I have some smoke for your boy.
I know
on
you do.
Too.
Well, I've got some words for him, too. That's my guy. I've known him for 27 years.
I told him quit being a fluffer.
Yeah.
You can fluffer. You can do whatever you want. But
We'll talk about that.
Yeah. You can get him on. I'll cuss his ass off.
So after Arizona, you play Cleveland. Then at Baltimore and your boys, by the way, what's going on? There's something going on.
No,
injuries.
They're fine.
You think
fine.
So?
Yeah.
Fine. And then you finish with Dallas. You're telling me that if seven wins gives you the division, there's six games.
Yep.
I mean, can you get four? If you get three, yeah, I don't think you have a chance.
Now, who's the last game? See, what you always want to focus
versus
on.
Versus Dallas at home.
Right.
So Dallas has already called it a quit. They're already calling it quits.
Actually. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And that's the point. You know, the last games that could look daunting, the last two, teams could be resting guys because they're pretty much locked in. Like now, you play the Ravens. The Ravens may be locked in. They may put their B team out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's like those are the type of things that you have to consider. You know, because they're going to say, there's no way we can catch Pittsburgh.
They can already, though, if you think about it, right? I mean,
right,
it's
exactly.
A miracle.
That was the one because they had one against them, right. And then they could have made it one. And then if Pittsburgh ever slipped up afterwards, but they're not going to slip up twice. Yeah. So they're already saying, okay, let's get healthy, let's rest guys, and listen, we just going to have to be the Road Warriors, which is probably how we like it because, you know, when they've been the favorite and had the weeks off, they lost twice in the playoffs first game, even after having a bye and being the number one seed.
So am I crazy just to even bring this up? Like I asked you this even last week because this felt like a must win. They came out and played that way. They were inspired. It was an entertaining game. I'm not a Giants fan, and yet I was caught up in it.
Yeah.
I was sitting there watching the Giants, and I'm pulling for them. Come on, let's get this. Let's see what we can do here. And I really, really started to get into this team and how hard they were playing and what you saw out of Joe Judge on the sideline and knowing how he prepared this team. I was really into that game. And for me, that's new because I haven't been into a football game locally in a long time because, again, the teams just haven't been very good.
Yeah.
So you have that going for you. Now, by the way, on a side note involving the Giants, some breaking news.
Can't wait.
Jordan Renan, our very own, who covers the Giants for ESPN, just tweeted this a little while ago as the show is just beginning.
I saw that.
Is the South Florida attorney was arrested this morning and charged with extortion. The attempt was made against DeAndre Baker.
Ah.
So attorney William Dean told Baker's attorney this that his client would do, quote, anything you want so long as the money is right, end quote. Apparently, that was $226,000 each. As a result, all charges against DeAndre Baker are being dropped per Broward State Attorney's Office.
So he can come back, right?
Well, remember, the Giants let him
go.
They
cut him. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So he's like, a free agent, and now the league still has to look into it and decide any discipline. Remember,
the league up front. You know what I mean? But that don't mean he's not guilty. That don't mean what he did. That just means that...
Well, they couldn't prove anything because the guys kept changing their stories. You had people there that were witnesses at first were ready to take him down, and then they started changing their stories. Now, what was it, four of the five?
Yes.
They all of a sudden recanted their statements. The fifth wouldn't.
Well, guess what DeAndre Baker has? Wrongful termination, and he is going to sue for his salary for this year from the New York Football Giants. I guarantee you that.
Wow.
Because if all charges were dropped, you guys pulled the trigger too early. You guys cut me because you thought that I was guilty of this. I've been adjudicated. You owe me my damn money. And then I'm suing the state of Florida for defamation because now my whole reputation is fractured and now I'm unemployed. So I'm suing them too. I think I need what they want. They want a $270 million, $270,000 a piece.
Yeah.
Right. So 266 times 10, I'm going to need 2.6 because I'm going to need that too. So listen, DeAndre Baker is a position of strength and the Giants are going to say, you know, they may end up kicking themselves unless they really hated this kid to begin with, because if he's innocent of this, then he deserves to have an opportunity to be playing somewhere. And, you know, some team may potentially, if his mind is right and he's not a problem, have an opportunity to have a first-round draft pick young in the process that feels he has a second lease on life, which usually when guys get those, they perform and they perform well because something's been taken away from them and given back so that somebody can get potentially a good player.
Well, you'll see, you know, we'll see about that. But, I mean, wow. I mean, that's certainly a changer. Now, let me ask you this. The way Joe Judge has performed this year, the way Daniel Jones is starting to look this year, this DeAndre Baker news, does Dave Gettleman suddenly have a lifeline?
Does he
suddenly now have a case to say, why would you get rid of me now? Everything I've put together here is starting to come to fruition, and a rebuild generally does take 3+ years to start to see the results. I mean, he was involved in hiring this coach.
Yeah, negative. But remember, he hired another coach, too. And like I said, a blind squirrel finds a nut every once in a while as well. So you want us to just forget that Pat Shurmur was a disaster, right? You just want us to forget that our left tackle is just borderline. You want us to forget that you wasted money on Nate Solder. He hasn't lived up to expectations. You want us to, forget that you drafted DeAndre Baker. You want us to forget that you didn't sign Odell Beckham to trade him. You want us to forget that you signed Saquon Barkley, and you may not even want to offer him a second contract. You want us to forget all that? That's a lot to forget. Zeitler, you trying to trade him. You want us to forget? I can't forget all that, man. That's too much to forget. And listen, we appreciate that you hit on a couple, but no, 30% is still a failing grade. But yeah, that's 3 out of 10. That's 3 out of 10, though.
Well, yeah, you can get into the Hall of Fame in baseball that way. Let's get some calls going here. Like I said, we got the NBA trade deadline going to open at noon as well. Rex Ryan's going to join us at noon, but we'll keep an eye on everything, of course. We got a lot to talk about today, the games, and some amazing games. I mean, you had the Hail Mary. You had Miami now all of a sudden getting momentum in the AFC East. Brady and Ronald Jones just absolutely destroying the Panthers. One of my favorite players in the league has a little knee injury that I'm worried about. Your Ravens, we got to talk about. Drew Brees could be hurt. He has the issue with the ribs. My awful picks from lunch. Oh, my God. I was so angry at the TV. Oh, my God. Like, you talk about just light them on fire. I should have just lit the money on fire. It was embarrassing. Falling from 6 to 8, so that's just kicking the crotch. You got young quarterbacks with their weapons, and now, of course, jealousy. If you're Sam Darnold, you're off this week, and you're watching football, and you're watching that Arizona-Buffalo game, you're going, oh, that's what it's like. That's what it's like to have a veteran, experienced, high-end receiver who can make catches for you when you just put the ball in the right place. The Seahawks are exposed. Big Ben stays perfect and likes the fact that he had to practice all week. Then, you got the NBA. You've got James Harden could be traded to the Nets. What? Yeah, that was a bomb over the weekend that we'll keep an eye on. Lakers already making moves. And, so much happening in such a short period of time. We got so much to get to. Let's grab some calls, Bart. Let's begin. Let's see. Let's begin with Chris in Queens. Go ahead, Chris.
Bart Scott, attorney at law, defamation, wrongful termination. I mean, this is unbelievable. You're ready to go.
The league has the right as a team to cut a player when he's involved in legal issues, though.
Just because he's innocent doesn't mean you don't have the right to cut him. But anybody can be accused. Anybody can say, hey, Bart did this. You have to let it play out as well. So if that's the reason that you got rid of me.
But if they did their own investigation and found there's enough there that you're worried about, like his
to cut me? Nah, we had a contract, my friend. We had a contract.
That's a union. That's more of a union thing, though. He'd have to probably do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The Giants gonna have to come out that settlement money. I'm gonna need that.
We'll see. We'll certainly see. How Dempsey in the Bronx? Dempsey called it.
Good morning, guys. I guaranteed the Giants win, and they
yes,
won.
Yes, you did.
So. Really quick, I think we got a coach. I think the jury's still out on Daniel Jones, but I wanted to play a game with you guys. At the start of this offseason, the owner said Dave Gettleman's batting average needs to be approved, so I'm going to throw out some names for you, and you give me hit, miss, or walk. For example, like Daniel Jones would be a walk because we're not sure if we hit on him. But let's try it. Bradbury.
That's a hit.
Blake Martinez.
That's a hit.
Leonard Williams.
It's looking like it's a hit now. It's looking like it's a hit.
He does look like a hit. Yeah, he's been very good.
But he's going to cost you $100 million. Who?
Drafting Shane Lemieux.
Okay, hit.
Doesn't Shane Lemieux look like Jay from Jay and Silent Bob? If Jay from Jay and Silent Bob took steroids, he would not. I mean steroids, but maybe if he just like had a lot of carbs, he would look like Shane Lemieux.
Yeah,
Lemieux's played very well. He really has
beautiful hair right now.
Oh, he's got the flowing locks, Jay does.
Keep your game going. Go ahead.
All right, Matt Parrott.
It's a good pickup.
No, go ahead.
You see the game he's playing.
Yeah, he's playing the game. He's only saying the good hits.
That's right. He knows what he's doing. He's stacking the deck. I know what he's doing.
Andrew Thomas is not a walk.
No, that's a miss.
That's a miss, man.
No.
It's going to take time.
DeAndre Baker's a miss.
Yeah.
What about Zeitler that you're trying to trade him?
I mean, trying to trade is one thing. Did it happen? No.
What if? Yeah, because like nobody would take him. So now he's older,
exactly.
And he costs you money.
We valued him higher than we did. So it's nothing wrong with that. So
okay, Golden Tate.
Someone is not a
okay.
It's not
okay.
A thing.
Okay, Golden Tate.
Okay, I think Golden Tate right now
a lot
is
of
a
money. He's where he costs a lot of money.
Yeah, I put Golden Tate as a miss, but let's look at the Odell Beckham trade now. Let's look at that. Is that a hit? Is that a hit or a miss right now with the way Peppers is playing, the way
Peppers is
the way
okay.
Dexter Lawrence is playing, and now OBJ's injured. Is that a hit or a miss now?
To me, that's a walk. Because to me, like,
okay.
Pepper's not great. Pepper's not a great player.
All right, I don't want Dave Gettleman here. I do not want Dave Gettleman here. But the moment the owner said, his batting average needs to improve, every move that's made since that point, his batting average needs to improve. You have to acknowledge that.
Thanks for the call, Dempsey.
They're 3-7.
That's the other part.
They're not have a parade. They're 3-7, bro.
Look, what you want to see is tangible improvement in your team in a year where you got a new coach and you're still adding new players. That's what you want. You want tangible improvement. We're seeing that over these last couple of weeks, even with some of the losses. That's really been my point. It's not that it's time to celebrate. I just think it's funny that the division is still there to be had. So what the hell? Why not? Go ahead and do that. Now, I mean, you had Hector on Twitter. He's like, OMG, this is so annoying the way Daniel Jones has started to look. I get it. He has played well. But against who? Two straight games against terrible teams. Let's wait, please, and see how they play against better teams. Thank you. 3-7 team, fool's gold. Go for broke. My point is, there's something to talk about. There's something to dangle here, and there's something to watch. And let's see what they do from here. But there are some results that you can't deny. Now that we bring up Gettleman, which is why I brought it up, and now you see, obviously, Dempsey brought it up as well, is as we look at this, you wonder if they continue to trend up, does Dave Gettleman have a case to be made to say, why would you get rid of me now? That's all I was saying to that one, Bart.
I tell you what, I thought that Houston was going to be the competition. Alex Smith yesterday, they fell short 2 weeks in a row. Dude threw for damn near 500 yards. You know, they just coming up short. But now when I look at their remaining schedule, they got the Panthers, who I think they'll lose to. They got the Seahawks, who I think they'll lose to, San Francisco and Pittsburgh. But I do think that they'll win Cincinnati. Remember, like, if they win their next game, they'll have the same record as the Giants on their bye. And they got Seattle. They got the Bengals. They got the Cowboys. The Steelers they'll lose to. I mean, if they can beat Carolina, they can end up with 6 wins, and you know the Giants have to.
You're
get
not ready
six.
To, yeah, right. You're not ready to push them out either. Washington, you still think there could be something there? What a story that would be too with Alex Smith, obviously. So we'll keep. You know, again, that's another great story, another team to keep an eye on. But look, it's been a while since we've been able to talk about either of the local teams with any way towards some type of success and some type of improvement.
Local teams undefeated this week, baby.
There's nothing wrong with that, especially with the Jets having the bye week this week. All right, 800-919-3776. So we'll keep your calls rolling here on this topic. Again, where the Giants are right now, does it make you at least, and you heard what Dempsey was breaking down, at least trying to get Bart to admit to.
No.
But if the Giants continue to trend the way they're trending, does it change your opinion of Dave Gettleman? 800-919-3776. Again, on the NBA trade season, which will open at noon, all the rumors. Could you see the net? Like, if the Nets get James Harden,
I won't season tickets.
Is it over for the Knicks? I mean, like, do they lose an entire generation of fans if the Nets add him to Kyrie and KD?
Man.
I'll tell you what, I'd be real nervous about this. I would be really nervous about this.
Man.
Oh, it's already. Like, you don't even have a Frappuccino, do you?
Nope.
You are so jacked up on Mountain Dew this morning, there's no drink in your
hand. I am on CMOS.
Oh, you do have the CMOS?
Yeah, so let me push pause.
Yeah, go ahead. Hit that.
So, like, you know, I start working out today again because stuff is settling down with Amazon, all that stuff. Mm-hmm. So I had CMOS and I had Raw Fit. I put 2 scoops of CMOS in just because I wanted to catch up.
Wait, Raw Fit?
Raw fit is like a vegan.
Phrasing?
Is it raw meal?
No. Yeah, but I got the raw fit. See, what's
the difference? I have raw meal every morning.
The raw fit is a little leaner. It's like even more stringent. It has hunger. It has the hunger suppressant in it as well. So you got the raw meal, then you got the raw fit. It's made by the same company.
I like it.
The raw fit is a smaller container and costs the same, but they give you less.
See, now you're going to make me look into it.
Yeah. Listen, when you see the raw fit, you see the big container, because you probably go in there like, give me the biggest container you want, brother. You know, so you go get the big container. So you go get the big container, but then I get the container that got the same amount of stuff in it, but then it also has a meal suppressant in it as well. It has a little bit more fiber, so when you look at it, it has 10 grams. You know I wrestled with Hulk Hogan.
I bet you did. But that's the Narcomania music, though. That's the
No, this is a real one. And it hurts inside. Dun, 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 dun.
Well, you've got to have it out with my boy Gambo. Everybody needs to know. So Gambo's out in Phoenix, a Phoenix ESPN affiliate radio station. Mm. He went after you on Twitter for the things you said about Kyler Murray.
Yeah, I know what I know.
Say that again?
I said I know what I know.
Yeah. And so anyways. We were doing Levitard when you said a lot of this stuff, so it was mm-hmm. national.
Yep.
And you also said, I believe, you also said it on, was it Get Up or KJZ?
Get Up, too, and KJZ.
So, yeah, you brought that everywhere. Mm-hmm. So that got some headlines, and Gambo heard it, and he asked me about it, and I just said, yeah. You know, he said he feels pretty strongly about it. Here's why. It has nothing to do with right now. It's more about forecasting what he sees going forward. And, man, he went after you after Kyler Murray made that throw, or I should say Hopkins made that catch.
Mm-hmm.
Oof, what a catch. Everybody in Phoenix, all the Cardinals fans are just coming after you, which is fine. You don't mind that smoke at all.
Yeah, I don't care.
But we're going to have to. I've known Gambo. Gambo and I were part-timers at Newsday in the mid-90s. Like, that's how far back he and I go. And he's made himself, like, he's a star out there now. He's really made himself
a man.
Big star.
I'm 40.
But it's fun. He goes after Keyshawn, too, so you're not the only. And he's a big Jets fan.
Yeah, that sounds like a clout chaser to me. And I'm not a.
Ouch.
Well, you heard with Jay-Z trying to stand on the shoulders of a giant, trying to see farther than he can. Now, yeah, I'm not falling for the banana and tailpipe. It's going to be some cheese on this taco if you want to clout chase off
me. I ain't falling for no banana in my tailpipe.
You know what I'm saying? Like, listen, I'm not falling. That's like journalism 101. You know what I mean? Like, start a beef with a bigger market, try and make it, you know, cross beef, and then try and get some national stuff so I can listen to all you little trolls go out and say, see, Kyler, because they're prisoners of the moment, right? Because right now, Kyler's doing well. But give me that same smoke when the expectations are now expectations, and then you get in the playoffs, and then he loses or have bad performance, and he says the S word like he said on an interview a couple weeks ago, or he's short and smug and coming off looking a little real bratty. You're gonna say this guy's a front runner, and then when my words come out of your mouth, don't even come back with an apology. Just keep fluffing on. Fluff on, fluffer.
Ooh, boy, that's strong, too. Well, again, with the NFL, we also have the NBA trade season about to begin. So let me just give you, before we get back to calls, a couple of things right now. First and foremost, one of the main things being reported is that we will see, when the trade opens, we will see a deal where the Lakers acquire Dennis Schroeder from the Thunder. As the Thunder already going to start blowing that thing up, as we can see. I think Steven Adams will be on the go. Chris Paul already rumored to be on the go as well. So we'll see what happens.
That was good basketball.
They were good. Yeah, they were very competitive, but they've got some financial decisions to make. As I told you, what happened, a lot of these small market teams that double and triple tax, they don't want to deal with that stuff, especially after losing as much money as teams lost last season and not having fans in the building this season. That's 40% of your basketball income. So we'll keep an eye on those names. But Dennis Schroeder is the first one that will go, and he ends up going to the Lakers, or will go to the Lakers.
So is that
Lakers
no Rondo? So is that no Rondo?
Rondo will be will obviously end up somewhere else, and you know where that is. It could be the Clippers.
It could be the Clippers.
If Chris Paul can't go to the Clippers, yeah. I bet you Rondo goes to the Clippers.
But I thought Rondo was such the glue of that,
yes,
of that team.
Yes, I agree.
Like when he came back, he gave LeBron an opportunity to kind of have a break, and he can facilitate, make all the right proper plays, and really, you know, get guys to their spots. Like now you're asking Schroeder to do that. But I think that he's come a long way since his days in Atlanta, and I think he learned some leadership qualities from Chris Paul. And I think last year when he played with Chris Paul, how explosive he was and scoring, it was like, oh man, they're gonna mess around and beat the Rockets. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But like ultimately they fell short. But I think I look at him more of a scorer. than Rondo, other than a facilitator. So they need a facilitator at times to me, not a guy that's going to go jack up shots.
Yeah, well again, I think they look at his speed and ability to score the ball off the bench. I think they look at a lot of those pieces as value, and even how he'd have some chemistry with Anthony Davis. So again, Anthony Davis opts out, and he'll be a free agent, but everybody knows what that's about. He'll just get
his
max.
He's going to New York.
Stop it. Oh, and get his and get his max with LA.
That's funny.
But so there's that. And then there's now Brooklyn is also supposedly have a deal in principle that'll go down, but it's not anything where you'd get crazy. Now, it's still a significant move for Brooklyn. Bruce Brown is somebody they're going to acquire from the Pistons, according to Woj, and it's for a international player, Adzan Musa, and a 2021 second-round pick. Now, Brown is a tough, physical, defensive, backup kind of guard who you could see, coming in and just, giving them something they desperately need, which is somebody that can lock down a little bit and play physically. So that will fit into when you have a guy like Kyrie who's not going to want to deal with running through screens all game long and chasing people around. And, so this will be a decent fit for them, low-key good fit for them, but that's not the big news. The bigger news is over the weekend that the rumor was that James Harden, not only does Russell Westbrook want out of Houston, but now James Harden also he doesn't like the direction of the franchise. It's pretty clear that Houston, with all the moves they've made and the hirings
they've
made,
I just want a fair chance, man.
Suggest that they are also a team that's like, all right, we've spent a ton of money here. We've lost a lot of money. We haven't won. It might be time to hit the reset button. They'd like to keep James Harden. James Harden, though, is looking around going, in the West, you want me to be by myself?
That's right.
That ain't happening.
Been
with
there,
an inexperienced
that.
Head coach, even though everybody loves Silas, inexperienced head coach, I don't know if I trust this. He's been working out in L.A., by the way. This is all summer. Kyrie and KD have spent most of the summer together in L.A. working out.
So they've been
apparently James has been part of those workouts as well, and they've had conversations. And so now the thought is, would the Rockets trade Harden to the Nets? You had a third piece to that team now.
Who are we getting?
And you
rid
could
of?
Give them Dinwiddie, LeVert. What do you want? It doesn't matter with these three guys.
Do you keep Harris, the shooter, or does Kyrie know his name now? This is what I hate. This is what I hate, that DeAndre Jordan get to ride the coattails of the teams that can do the heavy lifting, when I think Jared Allen should be the one that stays. Can you imagine Jared Allen with
DeAndre's the buddy.
That's what I'm saying.
Royal Ivy got a job on the coaching staff. They got all buddies. They're surrounded by friends, all their confidants. They've got their comfort zone. So a guy like DeAndre, I can't see them being sent away. It's just amazing how fast Dinwiddie went from being, one of Kyrie's minions who helped get Kenny Atkinson fired to now expendable.
Yeah, that's what happened.
For a guy like James Harden.
Keep that same energy.
How about this, Bart? The rumor is, though, that KD wants him, but some other players don't.
Who are you? Why do I got to talk to you?
Would it be interesting to you if Kyrie's the one that's like, no, I don't think James would be a good fit here?
Ooh.
And then KD goes to Sean Marks.
Grow up.
Talk about you saw the movie Fresh, right?
Yeah.
You know how that all went down? Like how he used friends, he used people against each other and got what he wanted in the end?
Yeah.
What if KD then goes to Sean Marks? Why don't we trade Kyrie to the Rockets?
Ta-ha.
For James.
For Westbrook.
Would the that three? Be?
No, for James.
Wouldn't that be? I mean, wouldn't that be the...
You mean ultimate? Kyrie doesn't have a no-trade clause?
Oh, I'm sure there's some type of protection.
Okay, I was about to say, man, that'd be crazy.
But still, come on, it's a hypothetical. It ain't going to happen. I'm just saying, like, when you really want to spin something, it's like, you don't want us to get him?
It'd be dope if they put the band back together and just think, okay, she could have had it first. Instead of keeping Ibaka, they would have kept Westbrook, Harden, and KD. They had the opportunity to be the first real big three, the new era type of basketball.
I don't know if KD and Russ could ever coexist ever again on
the
court.
Yeah, that's true.
But, boy, I'll tell you what, wouldn't that add a little something if then Russ came to the Knicks?
Yeah, son.
I don't know. I don't know if that's going to happen or not. The Knicks do have their options as well. Will they be active, or maybe will they wait till draft night? All that remains to be seen. So let's take people behind the curtain a little bit real quick here. So our studio moved to a fresh, clean, new location in Manhattan still. But it's still going through the stages. Like, you know, when you move into a house, it's never, they always call it move-in ready. It's never move-in ready. Yeah. You got to wait for, you got to wait for the cable company to show up. You got to get your, you got to get everything figured out. You want to put your own spin on it. You got to get your stuff. So you're always waiting for things. So we're there, and Anthony has to deal with this because he's the one that's working the board, and everything's brand new, and not everything works properly yet. And then there's all that frustration mounting with him on top of the fact that he's got to answer the phones. And he just before answered a call, and it's hilarious because it reminded me of the movie Ghostbusters. You remember Annie Potts is playing the secretary, and she's annoyed at something that Bill Murray says to her. Type something. We're paying for this stuff, right? And she goes, she just answers a call. Ghostbusters, what do you want? That is so Anthony right now.
Hey, can we make it?
The accent fits, to be fair.
Hey, can we make it? Can you make it any funnier? Can we make it? Can he be Alan Payne off of CB4? yeah. I'm doing your.
yeah. I tried to keep it a little cleaner, but all right, we'll go there. I was going with the accent though, because Anthony just had that little like the New York comes out. You know, the upper crust Fordham grad.
Not that I'm not a breath of fresh air always anyway.
All the time. To Anthony, yes. But he's frustrated. It's like, what do you want? So it's just hilarious. Bar down, driven by your local Lexus dealer. Lexus ES now available with all-wheel drive, giving you control and confidence. Take on almost anything. Experience amazing. See a Lexus dealer. So John in Queens is back. We got him. Go ahead, John.
Hey, guys. You got me now. Anthony's more like ESPN Radio, please hold, and then he comes back to you, but he's really awesome. I just wanted to make the statement on the Harden thing, and I'm reading now the Houston Chronicle. Apparently, James Harden wants to move on from the Rockets, and he's reportedly trying to force his way to Brooklyn. So I just want to say from a trade standpoint, because they've already emptied the cupboards to make Harden happier by bringing Westbrook and all that, aren't they trying to get the most that they possibly can? Because the ball's really in the Rockets' court right now. And with that being said, do you guys see Denver as a possibility? Because I just think they have so much to offer.
I think the Nets had just as much to offer as well, man. Just think, Dinwiddie, LeVert are two budding stars. You know, you throw Joe Harris, is he a free agent yet? I mean, that's three guys.
I'm
thinking like Jamal Murray and Michael Porter and a few picks, you know what I mean?
They're not getting up Jamal Murray.
But I don't think the way Denver wants to play, especially through Jokic, that it makes sense.
Yeah. Right.
You know, you got to think about your team and where you are and how close they are and how they want to continue to build that thing.
Right.
And you
right.
Well, Harden's a guy that you need another like you need studs to be able to handle a guy like that. How much his usage rate. He wants the ball a lot. He's only effective with the ball. That's why he and Russ really didn't work out. And you wonder, KD's already went through that. He played in Golden State. You know, he dealt with that with Steph and Clay when they wanted the ball, and he had to defer. It didn't always go well. They did have their issues.
But KD became a great help defender.
They won a championship.
Yeah, he became a great help defender.
Right, but KD looks like he has no problem sharing the ball and just winning championships and coasting.
As long as they're winning, he doesn't mind if they're winning.
That being said, can't they get so much more for James Harden than what's being reported? Because I tend to disagree with you, Bart. I think they can get a lot more than that. Because LeVert's going to be 27 in August. Dinwiddie's also not the youngest guy.
What they're looking for is a reset, though, John. They're looking for a reset more than they're looking to, all right, let's just get another star. In this market right now, no one wants these contracts that are giving guys $30, $40 million a year. You're going to be hard-pressed to find teams that are going to be willing to do that without you taking back a big contract that you might not feel is worth it. So for them, I think they're trying to do a reset. That's what I think they're trying to go through right now. So
Anthony Davis deal, where they get a bunch of young prospects and a bunch of picks, something like that.
27 in basketball is pretty young. Like, it's not a lot of miles on LeVert. LeVert a couple years ago, we thought it was going to be Siakam. We thought he was going to be the next Siakam, right? And then you look at Dinwiddie. Dinwiddie can play. You pair him up.
LeVert gets hurt. His injury history is the concern. Yeah. We haven't really gotten to see everything that he can be. And Dinwiddie's made himself a good player, player.
And their contracts aren't crazy. Does that look bad for Silas to have a young, scrappy team? I think that team is just as exciting, maybe in the West not as good, as what they had in the Nets. You know, I know they had the kid what's his name, Russell. But if you think about Tucker. You think well, about if I, Tucker, yeah. Gore, you think about Tucker.
Tucker wants to get paid, so they're going to have to move on from him because they're not going to want to pay him at this point.
Right.
They don't have a big man, which they're going to need one, which if I'm them, I'm asking for Jared Allen.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Like, I need a young – I don't have a big man because, they you know, we changed the way this roster looked to go for it, and it didn't work out.
Right, so Jared Allen, LeVert, Dinwiddie, Gordon, that's not a bad four. You know what I mean? Then you go out and you spend some money for somebody in free agency that you think can help out.
Yeah, LeVert's $16 million. Dinwiddie's $11 million.
Right, that's nothing.
Yeah.
That's
not bad at all. And LeVert's 26 and 27 years old, and that's a backcourt. That's basically a backcourt. You'd still have Eric Gordon would be there as well,
right.
Who can play.
Right.
And you just got to find yourself a big. I would definitely ask for Jared Allen.
My point.
And you know what I would do? You want P.J. Tucker? You want a tough guy that they certainly could use in the front court? Go ahead.
Oh.
You know, bring a guy like that in who can also defend. Whatever it is, though, I'll tell you right now, whatever it is, it's going to be really interesting because this might not happen because it does sound like it'd be really difficult. Very difficult. This might be something that you could revisit at the trade deadline even if things really go south in Houston. But it does sound like, I always say with the smoke, there's fire. And it does sound like that this could be something that the Nets would be in on. And they would be in on it. You'd think you'd want to do it right now. My question is that does it have, and we've seen this before, a residual effect on the Knicks? Would it suddenly create this tension at the Garden to say, now maybe they have to make the Russell Westbrook trade. Now maybe they have to make the Chris Paul trade. They have to do something because if you put a team of young players out there, and they're just getting smoked by the Nets left and right, especially if the schedule is the way I think it's going to be, which is a lot of divisional games. That's going to be a difficult thing to deal with. It's going to be. You want to stay the course as best you can, but you still have to be competitive. So stuff like this, you wonder what the residual impact is going to be on the Knicks. They'd love to just take that slow and steady rebuild and not overdo anything and not go for, you know, that third year, I told you, the third year on the Westbrook contract, that's the one that's the hang-up to me.
Right.
Like, everybody's like, oh, you're all for it, you're pushing it. I'm only saying you got to look into it. But that third year is the one that gives me, as Stephen A. would always say, cause for pause. That's the one that 47 in that third year, and he's going to be 35. That's the one that makes me stop a minute and think, do I really want to get involved in that? What is there anything else I can do? The Nets can be in a cocoon and rebuild for 4 years or 3 years through the draft, and no one's paying attention to them because nobody really ever does.
Right.
But when you flip it around, and the Nets are that team that's the it team now in the city, and you're getting a lot of young fans that are like, I'm going in that direction, to hell with the Knicks, you lose a whole generation of fans, and people are going to still criticize you for losing with young players because you're losing. And that's something, like I said, that can impact, that could force you to advance the cause more than you want to. So, like I said, this is not something you just, oh, that's never going to happen. You pay attention to everything right now because it sounds like this is going to be a very volatile trade season that opens in literally 1 minute. So we'll keep an eye on everything that's going on there.
Don't miss Bart Scott and Alan Hahn. Weekdays at 11 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN.